Hi, folks. Happy Friday. We made it through another week. We're going to be talking about BLM spokeswoman and certifiably racist judge, jury, and executioner, Malina Abdullah. Now, if you ever wanted to know why America is spiraling down, quite frankly, a person could be easily overwhelmed by the number of examples. But I think Abdullah will work as a pretty good one. And what I'm telling you is that this is something quite deliberate. Woke social agenda policies handed down to colleges and universities across America via the U.S. government, which has become a subsidiary of big business interest. Now, as far as why big business and government are working in cahoots on this is beyond the scope of this episode. And I'm sure we'll get to that another time. In this little chat, we'll be talking about a woman whose virtue signaling and hypocrisy are on a whole nother level. But it happens to be one of the things about Abdullah that actually does make any sense. Because even though she actually only possesses relatively minor bullshit degrees, she was able to obtain a tenured professorship at California State University, Los Angeles. I believe that should speak volumes about the academic condition and expectations of that fine institution of higher learning. Excuse me. I had to turn my mic off and regain my composure after picking my sup off the floor. And while I'm picking myself up off the floor, this would be a good time for a brief message. If you're a new YouTuber, or you've been doing this for a while, but haven't heard of them, TubeBuddy has just about everything you need to help your channel grow. And the two great things about it is, first, it's extremely simple and intuitive to use. And second, they're offering a really special sweet deal for using my affiliated TubeBuddy link in the description below. I think it's a really sweet deal on an excellent YouTube growth service. And if you're not totally happy with TubeBuddy, you can kick my ass. Well, not literally, it's a figure of speech. But I use TubeBuddy, and I think it's great. And you have nothing to lose, so give it a try. You'll be glad you did. Now, back to the show. What's very important to me, what I want to make really clear to you, is that if I said I have a very strong dislike of Professor Abdullah, that would be misleading. That would be very disingenuous. The truth is, my level of seething and completely unapologetic hatred for Abdullah and everything she represents is very difficult to express in words. You see, what I have a problem with is when people obtain positions of power, status, and wealth that is actually far, and I'm talking exceedingly far, from what they actually deserve, relative to what it is they actually do to benefit society, which happens to be the absolutely objectively accurate description of Abdullah. Or to put this in another way, regardless of any and all wonderful sounding notions that might come out of her mouth, she doesn't do shit, except that she is very good at enriching herself at taxpayer expense. I don't know about you folks, but I've really just about had it up to here with all these pseudo-intellectuals who, with the assistance of our corporate-controlled woke government, worm their way into positions of power in universities all over America. Then, in addition to that sweet tenured position, manipulative word salad criminals such as Jordan Peterson come to mind, then inevitably write books, which in turn will further enrich them. Regardless of the actual content of those books, and if it has any real, tangible, positive effect on society is irrelevant. But doing that, as well as often doing a lecturing circuit, well, we're talking about a pretty nice fat paycheck at the end of the day. What I do believe in and what I fully support are the many professions in our society with good, honest, and sincere people whose primary calling is to help others. Police, firefighters, and emergency medical assistance people, paramedics, to name just a few, and still there are others you hardly ever hear about. Researchers at universities and even private companies, such as virologists and bacteriologists, are working very hard to save lives and improve the human condition. Of course, there are so many others that I could put into this category. And at least, just speaking for myself, I believe that all of you out there should be recognized and appreciated. And that's something you absolutely will get from me. But the one thing you'll notice, folks, from all the people that I just mentioned, you usually don't hear from them, and I believe that the main reasons for that is that they are actually very busy. Doing what they do day in and day out simply takes up a great deal of their time. But in addition to that, one of the other main reasons you don't hear much from them is that they are not on any self-professed crusade. Generally speaking, these people, some of the most devoted and hardworking people in society, are not tenured professors who have decided to deify themselves as the absolute saviors of humanity, endlessly virtue signaling the interminable trials and tribulations of being a social justice warrior, while participating in many of the various causes of social inequality in the first place, such as a very well-paid tenured professorships, book deals, and lecture circuits. A lot of that social theft money could be used to help and address the problems of the very people they claim to care so much about. I may not speak as technically proficient as these career lifetime social justice warrior academic grifters, but I know hypocrisy when I see it. And that's what Abdullah is, complete hypocrisy and bullshit, inside and out. And just recently, she's going after Taylor Swift fans. You can see the link for the newspaper article in the description below. So yeah, according to Abdullah, the great paragon of virtue herself, if you're a fan enjoying Taylor Swift, you're a racist. It's also important to note, because of the public outcry over this blatantly hypocritical and idiotic statement, she decided to backpedal and started referring to it as a little bit racist. Isn't it somehow these fucking creatures can change or play definitional word games whenever they desire, or in this case, need to do so? Get the hell out of my face. That's like saying, I feel you're being a little bit Nazi. Either you are something or you're not. At least that's what truth means. But apparently not to her. Somehow, objective truth does not apply to her. She can change anything at any time, or claim that an actual statement doesn't mean exactly what it meant when she said it. This is exactly what the bullshitter does, and she's very good at it. She's been doing it her whole life. In light of everything I've pointed out and I said about her so far, I think that Abdullah's got some real damn nerve. But on the other hand, it's certainly not surprising. Well, I feel as I've said enough, and if you've listened to the end here, I really appreciate it. I'll just end this by saying this. If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And if a person squawks about racism, accuses others of racism, and finds racism under every rock, no matter where it may be, they're probably a racist themselves. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest wishing you peace and good things.